Hey, 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 welcome to the Unapologetically Fat Podcast. I'm your host, Tish. And guess what? I'm fat. That's right. I'm fat and fabulous. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, I would be so grateful if you would take a few minutes to leave a review of the show on your favorite podcast app.
Are you avoiding full-length mirrors because you don't like what you see? Are you hiding behind the scenes, not stepping into the spotlight because you don't like what you see? Are you not taking up the space that's reserved just for you in this world because you're too embarrassed by your appearance? If you said yes, you're not alone. I can relate. I used to live my life sitting on the sidelines, literally watching life pass me by. I always hated my body. I grew up being told that I had such a pretty face. If you only lost weight. A doctor once told me that I was built like an athlete with those broad shoulders and thick thighs, which I was pretty good at softball and a couple other sports, but that didn't make me feel any better about my body. I once even had a pastor tell me that I had such a pretty face. If I only lost weight, think of all the men that would be knocking down my doors. So again, I can relate. I used to sit on the sidelines watching life pass me by. I didn't travel and do other things that my heart called me to do because fat girls don't do that. I didn't wear clothes that I wanted to because fat girls don't show their arms. Fat girls don't show their thighs. Fat girls don't show their stomachs. Fat people covered their bodies because nobody wanted to see it. I was told fat was gross. I was told fat was unlovable, unacceptable, and that fat people were slobs, lazy, and didn't amount to much. Now, maybe it wasn't well-meaning family or well-meaning friends that came out and said those words exact. But by actions and things that were said, I started to believe all that stuff about me. Now, it wasn't just well-meaning family and friends. There was strangers that always seemed to think that it was appropriate to comment on my chubby little cheeks. Oh, look at her cute little belly. Or the older I got, the car full of young men that, as I was out riding my bike, actually hollered at me as they drove, you know, past me, hurry, get off the bike before you pop the tires. Or the group of young men at the beach as women walked by playing a game called Beached Whale, Beach Babe. I bet you can figure out I was not a beach babe, but a beached whale. I have had comment after comment from strangers about the way my body looks. And I used to buy into everything that those people said. I used to believe that I was ugly, that I was gross, that I should not wear dresses or shorts or anything that I wanted to wear because it was more appropriate for me as a bigger person to cover my body. It was more appropriate for me to sit on the sidelines and watch everybody else living their life doing the things I wanted to do. Because fat people didn't go after their dreams. Fat people didn't live amazing lives. Fat people couldn't find love. Now that's a whole nother story in itself. So the reason I ask you all those questions that I just asked you is because what if I said you could change all that? Because hint, you can. And I'm going to tell you, it's not dieting. Because let me tell you, every single diet that I ever tried and lost weight, it never brought me happiness, it never brought me love, and it never brought me to follow my dreams or to live an amazing life. All that ever did was left me even more empty on the inside and hating my body and myself more than I already did. But you can change it, and it's all about learning to accept and love your body regardless of what you look like right now. And maybe you are on a weight loss journey. That's your journey. That's not my journey. But if that's the journey that you're on, it still is all about learning to love your body for what it looks like right now. But the message that I'm trying to tell you today is you can go from avoiding those full-length mirrors or hiding behind the scenes or not taking up the space that's reserved for you because you don't like your body. You can step into the spotlight. You can take up the space in this world confidently and comfortably, but most of all, unapologetically. How would it feel to you if you were to look in the mirror and liked what you see? Or stepped into the spotlight and took up the space that you're meant to. But most of all, what if you embraced and loved the body that you're in? I'm here to tell you that it opens doors and changes your life. I literally went from self-hate and body hate to being a body positive runway model. Now, I'm not going to tell you that this journey happened overnight because it did not. I'm plus size modeling, so that's another story for another day. But I'm here to tell you that it's not an easy journey to go from hating your body to loving your body, but it is possible. So the first thing that I had to do was I had to start believing and getting rid of all those old stories that I was telling myself from everything that I had picked up over the years. All those old stories of I was not lovable, I was not good enough, I was not worthy because I was fat. I had to start replacing those and believing that I was beautiful, that I was lovable, that I was worthy, and that I wasn't less of a person because I was fat. So my journey really changed in October 2018. I had recently just moved out here to the Pacific Northwest to be with my long distance relationship boyfriend that I'd had for a year. And the move out here, I come from a very, very small northern Michigan town. Now, when I tell you small, I literally mean small. Kindergarten through 12th grade was in one building. There was 19 people that graduated in my senior class. I think there was like 21 of us total. So I'm not exaggerating when I say a very, very small northern Michigan town. Now, the reason I tell you that is because with it being such a small little town, there wasn't a lot of opportunities for larger bodied people to do certain activities. There wasn't yoga classes that were made for bodies that looked like mine. There weren't dance classes that were made for bodies that looked like mine. There weren't a lot of opportunities for bigger bodied people. I hadn't heard of the body positivity community. I knew nothing about that, literally until I moved out here to the Pacific Northwest. And October 2018, I'd been out here a little over 1 month. And I was doing a search on Google for something. And I don't remember how it came up, but I found this yoga class for larger bodied people. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to try yoga. I'm signing up for this class and I'm going to it. Now, talk about divine intervention. Because that first class that I went to, that is literally like the doorway into ditching the diets, ditching the self-hate, ditching the, oh my gosh, I'm so gross, I have to, you know, do another diet to lose weight in order to be liked by people and loved and blah, 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 blah. So I go to this class and the instructor is having us all lay on the floor. We're not even in, like, we haven't even got into the yoga class yet. We're doing this thing. And it wasn't really like a meditation. I don't know how to explain it. But here we are. We're all laying on the floor. The lights are dim. And I'm laying there. And I told myself before going to this class to just go in with an open mind. Like, that was like my goal of the whole night, was to just be open-minded about whatever experience I was going to have that night. Because I was nervous about, you know, putting my body into yoga moves. So anyways, here I am laying on this floor and the instructor starts talking and all of a sudden she says, I just feel like somebody needs to hear this tonight. You have permission to take up space just as you are, fat and all. And oh, holy hell, the tear gates like, oh my gosh, the floodgates just opened. I'm laying on the floor and I am just sobbing and like the tears are like just streaming down my face. For the first time in my entire life, and at this point I would have been 42 or 43. So literally, for the first time in my life, somebody is telling me that my body, the way it was and is, was acceptable, that it was okay to take up space just like I was. For the first time in my life, somebody is not telling me that I have to diet and do the next greatest, you know, oh, lose 60 pounds in a month fad diet. And all of a sudden, it was like, holy shit. It was just this turning point in my life. I walked out of that class that night with my head held higher than I had ever held it in my life. My shoulders were up, my chest was out, and I can tell you, and it's going to sound so freaking crazy, I walked out of that, I walked into that class that night, one person, and I walked out of that class a different person. That night on my way home, I had like a 25-30 minute drive. I decided that I was ditching diets. I was ditching everything that society and well-meaning family and friends around me had told me my entire life. I was ditching all that bullshit. I was ditching all those old stories of believing that I couldn't wear sundresses or shorts, that I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that because I needed to cover my body. I, you know, knew that that night my life was changing because I was going to choose to start just confidently taking up space in this big fat body. And I'm just grinning from ear to ear as I'm sharing that with you because that was such a pivotal point in my life. You know, after that night, I again was doing something probably on Facebook. Something popped up about seeing or going to this open casting call for plus size models. You guys, I had wanted to model when I was younger. I mean, what woman didn't, you know, have that desire as a young girl to be a model? But again, that was something that I was told fat people don't do. You know, fat girls aren't models. And oh my gosh, did society ever prove to me that that was true? Because I never saw women that looked like me on the front covers of magazines or in fashion shows and on the runway and things like that. But I was like, oh my God, I'm nervous as hell, but I am freaking doing this. Like, I am going to that open casting call, not having a clue, you know, what I'm doing. And I was just like, I'm giving it my all. The most that I can do is just smile and show my personality and have one heck of a good time. And I did. And then the next thing I know, I was chosen as one of the models. And that started. I've now been in 3 fashion shows. I've done some photo shoots. It just started this whole crazy, like, oh my gosh, you know, here it is, okay, and my body is being put on display, and it's okay. Here I am trying to normalize other bodies that look like mine. And I will never forget, right before that first fashion show, it was the day before, I was having a meltdown with one of the ladies who, you know, makes the fashion show happen and helps pick out, you know, designs and make sure that we all, you know, look amazing and stuff. I'm having a meltdown with her the day before the show. Now, the interesting thing was, the meltdown that I'm having with her was over an outfit that you wouldn't think that somebody would have a meltdown over. So, for example, I walked for 3 different companies and designers that fashion show. One outfit was like a casual, like office attire type thing. The other outfit was a bathing suit. Yes, I walked the runway in a bathing suit. And the outfit that I was having the meltdown over was this fancy, beautiful, elegant black, I don't know if you would call it like a cocktail dress or I don't know. But anyways, this is what I'm having the meltdown over. And I'm telling her, you know, if you need somebody else to, you know, model activewear, I'm more than happy to do to do activewear and not wear this dress. And I can't even like pinpoint what it was about the dress that I'm having the meltdown over, because you would think that if a fat that model was having a meltdown over something, it would be freaking putting their body into a bathing suit knowing that they're going to walk out on a runway in front of people. So anyways, I'm having the meltdown. She gets me all calmed down. And during this whole, probably 5, maybe 10 minutes, you know, during this entire time, there's this woman standing off to the side. And I don't remember if she was like one of the vendors or if she was like a volunteer or worked with one of the designers or something, but she had witnessed like this meltdown and was close enough that she heard the exchange. And as I'm starting to walk away, she taps my arm and I turn and I look at her and she just says, "Thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being willing and vulnerable to put yourself out there. Because I don't see other women that look like me represented in fashion. So you doing what you're doing makes me feel valuable, like I'm worthy and that I'm enough." And that, like, that moment was like another pivotal point. It was like, oh my God, there's so many women that feel like what I had always felt, because that was what society and others have always told us, is that fat is not beautiful, fat is not okay, you know, that fat is quote unquote wrong and flawed. So that just made me even that more determined that I wanted to normalize what my body looked like. I wanted to normalize the fact that to be accepted and lovable and to be living amazing lives, like quote unquote Hollywood says, is, you know, you have to be thin and blah, blah, blah. Like, I wanted to change that narrative. I wanted to change that story for other women. So that's what I have become so passionate about, is just really encouraging and inspiring women to love their bodies, to embrace their bodies, to take up space confidently and comfortably and boldly, but most of all, unapologetically. Because you do not have to apologize for what you look like or what your body looks like. That is irrelevant to what you are as a person. Your outward appearance has nothing to do with who you are on the inside. And when you're not taking up the space that is reserved just for you in this world, you are withholding your gifts and your talents and your time from everybody around you. When you show up and be who you are and just step into that, you provide so much value and bring so much to people around you. So when you're hiding behind the scenes, when you're not taking up that space, when you're not comfortable with yourself, it's not just you that you're hurting. You're hurting those around you. So the message I want to leave you with today is, you are beautiful. You are worthy. You are lovable. You are amazing. You are magnificent. Like, I can go on and tell you all these different things, but until you truly start to believe that about yourself, nothing's going to change. Once you do embrace your body and, like, just fully, I call it radical self-love. Like, once you embrace that and just run with it, the doors that open for you is, oh my gosh, like, it's just unbelievable what happens.